this part goes over here. This one over here, and just tighten this bolt and think.
Beep, beep, boop.
Yes.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Sex spot ready for duty.
Sex spot, welcome to life.
Thank you.
Please engage.
Beep, beep.
Oh my God, it has a penis.
Do we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement, one dust, two legs, a couple cats, just you and me, sit and talk and face to face.
Opening burp. What do you think of that?
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Good burp.
Burp. Good for the butt.
It's not, though.
Should we
have it doesn't come out of your butt.
Should we have a new segment called Good for the Butt?
What would we talk about?
We just fart.
Oh, I'd be good at that.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Shut up.
I would.
Like it. You like it.
You like it. Well, today's episode. Well, first of all, welcome. This is...
Hi,
I'm Dave.
I am Haley.
This is after we take out the garbage. I thought we were going to say it together.
Oh.
And then you
You're
just
looking
at me.
At me like, why is he saying it like that?
Yeah. No, that's why.
After we take out the garbage. Like that?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to explain this?
It sounded like a sex bot saying that.
It did. Well, only because we just had a sex bot.
I think I can describe what our podcast is. You're good at it, but...
Okay.
So this is a podcast where we sit at a desk and we choose a topic and then we completely ignore it.
Yeah.
And tonight's topic is...
Turn-ons and turn-offs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex robots are turn-offs.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, actually, before we get into it, I have to say the intro, it counts for going with the topic. And it counts with the good for the gut segment.
It does.
I didn't even think about it
Me
until just now.
Either.
Aren't we fancy pantsy?
It's robot themed beer.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Get to it.
Any hoser. What did you just say?
I don't know. What did I just say?
Something. Turn ons and turn offs.
I said sex bots or turns off.
Oh, turn offs. Turn offs. Yeah.
Turns offs.
Turns offs. I have to say. Sex bots, I think a sex bot could turn me on if it were realistic enough. But
yeah, but you're not going to get one.
No, not in our lifetime.
Well, I mean, like, you'd have to have a lot of money anyways.
Yeah.
So for the sex bot you can afford, it's going to be like fucking...
It's going to be the Ford Taurus.
You ever...
What's
that one movie with... it was like the guy
AI.
That made... No. Oh. It was the... guy that made District 9.
Oh, okay.
And then it has D. Antwoord in it.
Oh, Neil Blomkamp?
Yeah, but what's the name of that fucking movie? What's the name of the robot in that movie?
Oh my God. Why am I... Why can't
I keep thinking Conky, but no, that's Pee Wee Herman.
Oh.
That's the Pee Wee Herman robot.
Yeah. It's, Oh, this is so sad. Wait, look here. I have the internet in my hands.
I know. Why am I... We loved that movie, too.
I know, we did.
Anyways, you remember what he looks like? That'd be the sex robot you could afford. It's like a whole bunch of like junk put together.
It's going to scrape up my junks.
Yeah, well, you get what you pay for.
The junk's going to junk my junk.
Yeah, it is.
Chappie. All right.
Your sex robot is Chappie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well.
If you guys have never seen Chappie, I highly recommend it. I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
I've never cried over a robot before.
Did you cry at that? You didn't
I
cry.
I totally cried.
No.
Oh, Chappie. He's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
I love Chappie.
Who? All right. Well, okay. Chappie aside, turn-ons. Should we start with turn-ons?
I don't know. I mean, just like in general?
Yeah. I mean, I guess what kinds of turn-ons were you thinking of? When
I don't know. I have more turn-offs.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of things.
I think... Things.
Are we, like, saying in, like, sexually?
either sexually or just like if like someone were to spark your interest, like romantically too.
I see. Or even just like even for a friendship.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
My major turnoff are people that smoke.
Oh.
And if I find out if you're my friend and I find out you smoke, especially if it's like a newer friendship, so I'm not that too committed to it.
Uh-huh.
If I find out you smoke, no.
No, it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. Or I'm just going to not be around you as often as I was planning.
By that, you mean cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
And cigars, too?
If they smoke them like they smoke cigarettes.
Okay. So, like, if you're a regular chain smoker type person?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fucking disgusting.
Well, I would say, well, I guess I have to start with this because, like, my turn-ons, I think, have changed throughout the throughout my years, throughout my changes in hormones, mm-hmm. I suppose. Because, you know, when you're, like, a teenage boy, you know, all that turns you on is, like, a, I don't know, a short skirt and...
And boobs.
And cleavage, yeah, I don't know, you know. But,
Now the only thing that turns them on are redheads that fart.
Yeah, that's right. How do you know?
I don't know.
No, but I think nowadays... a girl who could, who is, you know, has a bad personality could turn me off just as quickly. Like I could be like, wow, she's hot. And then she'd be like a shitty person.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, get away from me.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're though the two wrong people to talk about turn ons and turn offs.
Yeah.
Because we're not eligible.
No, we're not eligible.
Bachelors and bachelorettes. And we've been off the market for a very long time.
That's true.
So.
But I mean, like, you gotta see, like, a celebrity. I mean, we have celebrity crushes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, so is that just, like, looks-wise only?
I mean, I suppose for, like, celebrities, because it's, like, you don't know them.
No.
Sure, you, like, hear about them doing good things in the news, but is that really true?
Well, like, okay, take this for instance. Like, Michael Bublé, like, do you have a crush on his voice? Is that a thing? Could that be a thing?
Yes.
Okay, so celebrities, right? You can have a crush on a celebrity. I mean, you can see an interview with them and kind of know things like if they have, for instance, an accent.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Not only, okay,
yeah,
he's real good eye candy.
Okay.
But then he starts talking and you're like a fucking puddle. So okay. That I get.
Okay.
Yeah. But I went to Petco a couple weeks ago and this boy waited on me. I say boy because he was a boy. Okay. I don't want to say man.
Yeah.
He had to have been like 20, 21.
Yeah.
He was Australian though.
Okay.
And he talked to me about his huskies and I'm just like, you can talk all fucking day. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm 10 years older than you. I need to go. But I immediately texted your cousin who was in town. And I said, if you know what's good for you, you'd find a fucking excuse to go to Petco while you're here and pretend to have a dog. And talk to the Australian boy.
Oh.
And she's like, on it. I don't know if she actually did it, but.
No, they're not dating right now.
No.
Yeah.
Because she moved away.
Yeah.
But.
Otherwise, it would have totally worked like, out.
Yeah, go talk to. If anything, just go fucking talk to him.
Now, what. There have to be. Like, okay. Would a Minnesota accent be a turn on?
No.
Okay.
That's a silly accent.
Okay. What about a Southern accent?
It could be.
So there's like the hick Southern, and then there's like.
Like. Country man. Boy. No, that's bad. Not
no?
Fucking, what the hell is his name from Gone with the Wind?
Oh.
No Rhett Butler.
Oh, okay.
Accent. No, but there's like a good like country accent. That's like on like the verge of like hick, but not like.
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, but not like.
Can I take your coffee?
Fucking
tea?
Duck Dynasty or some shit. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could see that. I don't know. Well, I guess I don't really know his accent, but we saw the movie The Disaster Artist.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever accent this Tommy Wiseau is supposed to have, that is a bad accent.
Oh, yeah,
that is like speech impediment
Yeah.
in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I know a guy who is Dominican. Have you ever like talked to someone who's from the Dominican?
Yeah, I don't know.
They talk really fast.
Okay.
And it's like they're kind of hard to understand just because they speak so fast, and it's a pretty heavy accent.
Yeah.
But he also had a speech impediment, and it was like,
oh dear,
I don't know what the hell you're saying right now. What's and he would yell. At like, people would like get, like call security on him in public because he just yelled everything. So people thought he was like creating a scene, but he's just talking to you. But he yelled it.
Oh dear. Well.
Yeah. So I don't know if he had like a hearing issue too.
Can't
I don't
control
know.
The volume of my voice.
Kind of, yeah. But turn that into a speech impediment with a Dominican accent.
Oh dear.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
A lot of spit. Okay. Coming out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's turn off.
I think for myself, I need to just take a break for a second and drink some of this beer because it's looking good.
It's looking good.
Yeah. All right. Good boy, guy. So this beer, we just picked it up tonight.
We did.
On a whim, and you looked at it, and you said you couldn't look at it.
Right, because the label looks like one of those old school red and blue 3D things. So it like is giving me a headache looking at it.
Well, it's a little difficult to look at. So, do you want to talk about the beer for a minute?
This beer comes from Pipeworks Brewing,
and we're both drinking it, by the way.
Is out of
Chicago,
and it is a sour ale aged on cherries and raspberries.
Yeah.
And this is what it says: it's called the Cherry Razbot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that's like the sex bot, but it's a Razbot.
Yeah,
made out of raspberries. It says, what is the sour cherry? What is raspberry? Does not compute. Must crush and destroy fruit flavors to make new kettle soured beer aged with sour cherries and raspberries. Now that computes.
Now this is something. We recently went to Dubuque and had a kettle soured ale.
Yeah.
And we don't know what that actually means.
What does it mean?
Beer snobs, tell us what that means.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
Ask our beer snob friends because we only have 50 of them.
Yeah, we should bring it up on. We should have these maybe the homebrew rockstar guys.
Yeah,
over someday.
I think so.
Okay. So, shout out.
Hey guys.
Hi. So this one, you know, it's really good.
Did you try it? I didn't try it.
I've tried. Well, yeah. Okay. So you try.
It's stinky, like it a is. Sour.
It is. Mm-hmm. Pretty funky. Yeah.
It's delicious.
It is.
It's so, not as sour as you think it's going to be with the way it smells.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not super tart. It's
that's not really tart. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, even the smell is not too intense. And
no, it's not like farmy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be farmy.
I would say definitely when you taste it, it's a sour, but a lot of sours that I have, that we drink,
mm-hmm.
Tend to be very overbearing with the fruit and or tartness.
That's true.
And this is neither, I think.
No, this is a good easy drink.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if some of the yeast imparted some of the estery fruitiness to
mm-hmm.
it. More so than just
letting
this
is a lot more than one pint. Oh, it's 1 pint plus 6 ounces. Is that what that means? 1 pint, 6 fluid ounces?
Yeah.
So it's not... Okay. I thought it was saying that 1 pint was 6 fluid ounces, and I'm like, we definitely
That's
got two
right.
fucking glasses out of this.
Yeah. No, this is a good one. If you're a fan of sours, you know what? Even if you're not a fan of sours, I think you should try it. It's pretty
it's good.
Tame.
No, yeah, it's pretty tame.
And it's very drinkable.
It's refreshing.
Very drinkable. What's the ABV? Wow, it's 8%.
Woo.
I thought it'd be...
Usually they're pretty low. Like
yeah.
5 or less, actually.
Yeah, that's what I imagine it would be. Oh, well. Well, this is a good one. You know what? Good job. Good
Pick
on
it
us.
Up.
High five.
It comes in a bomber.
Yeah.
So you gotta share it with someone or drink it all.
Yeah.
Because you can't really, like, close these back up. I mean, I guess you could if you plan on drinking it within the next, like, day. Yeah. Less than a day.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But.
This beer turns me on.
Ooh, hello.
Not really, but it's good, though.
What about tequila?
We don't talk about tequila.
Okay. So, turn-ons and turn-offs.
Yeah.
What about, so, you know, we talked about smoking. Sorry, did you have something you were going to say?
No.
Okay. So, we talked about smoking. What other habits are turn-ons or turn-offs? Okay, I got one. A turn-off, chewing with your mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
That's, like, just a turn-off in general, not for just, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spitting in public.
Spitting in public.
Oh, what is that? Dudes do that. Dude, what the fuck are you guys doing with your mouths that you have to, like, open up the car door at a stoplight and spit?
Yeah.
You're all fucking gross.
I used to know a guy who, I had a friend who would spit into a can or a bottle. Yeah. Okay, that's enough of that. Turn off.
I'm doing a motion with my hands telling him to shut up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. It's going to make me puke. That is something that, like, saliva grosses me out more than, like, anything, I think.
Yeah. That's,
like.
Me, too. You know, I get, in my line of work, I probably said this on the podcast before, but we get shit, literal shit from people, diarrhea, nasty dookie.
Yeah.
We get whole toes.
Sometimes you get a knee.
Yeah. One time we got, like, a knee. I think it was the whole goddamn knee. I don't know everything else was attached. It was just by a thread, I assume.
Yeah.
Anyways, gross as shit is the shit that comes out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
I don't know why. This is something. What about a talent? Like, does talent turn you on? Like,
it depends on the talent, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean,
what would a turn on talent be?
Playing the guitar.
Oh, I play the guitar.
Playing the piano.
Oh, I play the piano.
Playing the trombone.
Oh, I play the
trombone. Just kidding. None of those.
God damn it.
No, I think, like being good at an instrument, I believe it would be like a turn on.
Uh-huh.
But also there are like some instruments that are not. Like
flute.
That's what I was going to say was the flute.
What about Jethro Tull?
What about Jethro Tull?
He plays the flute.
Is that a person? That a one person?
It's or a band? It's the guy from Jethro Tull.
Oh, well,
the main guy.
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry. If you are playing the flute, it does not matter. If you're not playing it in like an orchestra and you're not a girl, then you look like you should be like fucking summoning the rats to follow you.
Well,
like,
now how come? Okay, so guitar, I think, would you consider that like a masculine instrument?
Yes.
Okay. But see, I think it's a turn on to see girls play guitars.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. What about art? A good artist? Did you say that already?
I didn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a turn on. It's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that would be a reason why I'm attracted to someone.
Oh, I got a question. What kind of fashion turns you on? Like for a guy?
It depends on the guy, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what is always a turnoff?
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah.
And man buns.
Oh.
Always.
Okay.
I don't care if you're fucking Thor.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't.
Really? Not, so wait. What's that dude's name? Is that Liam?
That's Chris Hemsworth.
That's Chris? Wait. Okay.
I know.
Okay. All right.
But can I tell you how excited I was in the last Thor when they cut his goddamn hair?
Woo-wee. Okay. Right.
Anyways. So right. I went to this thing at the Coronado last Friday.
Uh-huh.
It was the most hipster, pretentious thing I've ever been to in my entire life. Sorry, everyone that loved it that was there. I thought it was bullshit.
Okay.
Anyways, So in the middle of this guy's set, it was like an American folk singer or whatever. I was like, I'm going to go use the bathroom. And I'm approaching the bathrooms and I see this line of like six people. They're all skinny and they're wearing tight clothing and they all have long hair. And as I see them from behind, I'm like, fuck, why is the women's room always have a fucking line? And I get up and I go to stand in line and the person in front of me turns around and I'm like, oh shit, this is the men's line. You're all dudes. Excuse me while I walk directly into the women's restroom where there's no line.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I was like, holy shit, I thought you were all girls. All of you.
Seriously. Yeah. Were they petite men?
Well, some of them are tall, but they're all skinny and they're all wearing tight ass pants and
okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't.
I can't tell the difference between men and women the these days.
They all had flat butts like girls. And
wait, yeah. I thought girls were supposed to have...
Not tall, skinny girls.
Oh, okay.
Skinny white girls that go to pretentious hipster folk concerts.
Yeah.
Where you have to have standing room while staring at 1,200 empty seats.
What kind of a butt turns you on? What a... Like a... Like a... Like a...
Like a...
Like a bubble butt?
Like a bubble butt.
Oh, Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin.
Does he have... I don't know if I've, like, looked at his butt.
Oh, okay.
Although I do not watch the show,
mm-hmm.
I have seen the scene of Jon Snow's butt in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good butt. He's got, like, a bubble butt.
Oh.
Someone took a picture of his butt and compared it to, like, the Leonardo da Vinci, like, perfect... Uh-huh. Like the, it looks like a seashell to the side. And it's like,
was Leonardo gay? Or I guess maybe we don't know that.
What?
Leonardo.
Oh, I'm like, what are you asking? Who? I'm still thinking about
the Ninja Turtle?
Jon Snow's butt. Like,
yeah.
Fuck Leonardo. I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's something we would know.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
But yeah. Butts are good though. You know who has the best butt in the entire world? Shelly.
Oh, no.
No, she does.
Yeah.
But she also fucking lifts.
Yeah.
She's like, seriously, damn. Every time I see her, I go, dead ass.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I wonder if she lifts with her butt.
She probably does. That's like her secret. She doesn't take pictures or videos of that.
No.
She just lifts with her butt.
She lifts with her butt.
Yeah. She walks with her butt.
Good on you.
Good job, Shelly. Yeah, no, I mean, good job everyone that has nice butts.
Yeah.
I don't think, I don't have an extraordinary butt. I just a butt.
No, I don't have a good butt.
It's just.
Never had a
good butt. Sometimes when I'm wearing like certain jeans or leggings, like the bottom of my butt looks good, but it still is just like, ain't nothing to brag home about. You ain't going to write your mom a letter about my butt.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Mom. Today I discovered that I had a nice butt.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, it's, but I'm not a butt guy. I'm not a butt guy. I know guys who are like tits and butt guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that guy.
What are you?
I would say baseball titty, good face, I don't know. You know what I like? You said you like short hair.
Yes.
I kind of like short hair on a girl.
I know. You've always asked me to cut my hair short when I have had it short.
You hate it.
I hate it. And you like it.
I love it.
I hate it.
I know.
That's for someone who wears her hair up all the time, though.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You know, because I understand how it is.
I liked having the versatility of, I could wear it down and have long hair. I could wear it up and then I can't do it, but my hair is also not controllable enough. Like it I have like three cowlicks that it's
three,
like,
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
And so it's like when my hair's short, it's like it doesn't work out, or I need to spend like 30 minutes working on it, and normally my hair takes like 5 minutes.
What's the progression of hair colors that you had Over the years? When did you start dyeing your hair?
I was 10.
So before that, you had your, like...
It's like, well, I was I'm naturally blonde. Okay. I was like, I had pure white hair when I was born.
Okay.
Then it started to darken when I was like in elementary school. I was like dark blonde.
Uh-huh.
And then when I dyed it, yeah, I would say it was like dark blonde, maybe a very light brown-ish. Mm. I dyed it red. And then I didn't dye it again for like 3 years. So my roots were like all the way down to my chin. And then I had red hair underneath. It was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah. And then finally, I'm surprised my mom, why did you let me do that? You know better. Why did you let me walk around like that?
She's probably like had her hands full to trying to just take care of you.
That's fucking true.
You troublemakers.
Yeah. But then I started, yeah, dyeing my hair more frequently when I was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
So then I started, I went blonde.
Okay.
I would get, but I did it with highlights. So my hair was heavily highlighted.
Oh, okay.
Which made me blonde. And then I dyed my hair dark brown,
mm-hmm.
like my junior year. And that's when I had short hair. I cut it short and I dyed it dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I actually didn't start dyeing my hair red until about 2008.
Wow.
And I've been red ever since, whether it be some sort of shade of red.
It seems like 2008 shouldn't be that long ago, but it's 10 fucking years ago.
10 fucking years ago.
That's crazy.
I know.
We're going to listen to this in 10 years and be like, that was 20 fucking years ago.
Oh my God.
I know.
I don't want to think about it. What's something that happened 20 years ago? I dyed my hair for the first time 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay. All right. So 20 years ago would have been 98. 98.
When was your accident?
That would have been 99.
Ah, that was almost 10 years, 20 years ago though.
You know what? I think I first started playing in bands in 98.
Look at that.
Slowly going deaf, and here I am.
Yeah. Can't now hear you're thing. Pretty much all deaf.
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Huh? Is that a turn on?
Yep.
I always love seeing elderly people, like a couple, where they're both deaf, but neither of them can talk loud. So one's like, did you get the milk from the cupboard? Huh? What? I don't know why the milk would be in the cupboard either.
Because they have slight dementia. Yeah. But no, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Hearing loss is good.
Yeah. Graying hair is a turn on.
Oh, yeah? Graying hair? Mm-hmm. Distinguishedness?
Distinguishedness. Yes. Okay. I like gray hair.
Gray hair? I like gray hair too, actually.
Did you see my one gray hair that I got? I can't show you now. I dyed it.
No, yeah, you did show me before you dyed it.
I have one gray hair, guys. Yep,
you did.
It did. It's gone now.
You know, I think, I don't know if we can close with this, but it seems like a good closer. You know what a good turn on is for me?
What?
Someone who can have a good conversation with.
Like on a podcast?
Yeah. Like it's on a podcast. Me. That's you. That's a turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
And you? You don't care. You just want your man to shut the fuck up.
I just want some silence.
Here.
No. You know what is a turn on is when your husband burns you Magnum Opus CDs and you listen to them in the car.
Is Magnum Opus a turn on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sometimes I think about the stupid shit I did back then and I don't know. I mean, just like I there's some times where I definitely felt I was pretty shameless.
Yeah?
And on stage, I think maybe.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. And
but yet somehow you still got a girl to look at you.
I know.
And pursue you.
I know. That's weird.
Hard.
Yeah. Really hard?
I would say I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas it didn't take me long.
Okay.
You weren't like I'm an hard easy... to get.
God damn.
But I did have to like do some trickery.
Trickery?
A little bit.
Oh, the guitar lessons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to break up with my boyfriend.
Oh. You tricked me. But I started a band with him, so tricks
yeah,
on
then you.
Yeah, you
fucking started a band with him. That was not. That was not an invitation. You dickheads.
Well.
Well, it's all right. We got through it.
Yeah. It wasn't. Well, I don't think it was anything to get through. It was just awkward a little bit.
It was. That's a good word to use.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways.
Anyhoser.
Yeah.
Well. I'm pretty exhausted.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm ready to finish my beer, I think.
Me too.
Any parting words? Do you have any suggestions for people to be...
To be turned on?
To be turned... No. or to make yourself... Either that or to make yourself more turn-onable.
Stop smoking!
Stop smoking.
You dumb fucks. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
And you smell bad.
Dummies?
And you got yellow nails.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross. And
stop
teeth.
It. Yeah. Ew.
Keep your teeth.
Stop it.
Don't do it.
Mouth cancer.
Ew. That's gross.
Just Google mouth cancer in images.
Image
okay,
and heap.
Okay, guys?
And then Google image and heap.
See, I'm not... I'm not one to like... I don't even care. Go do drugs. I don't care. Smoking, I think, is the most disgusting thing you can do.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else.
What about smoking crack?
That's gross too. Yeah. But smoking cigarettes is worse.
Yeah. Smoking meth? Crystal meth.
That's fucking disgusting.
Which is worse?
Well, meth is worse.
Okay.
But cigarettes are so accessible that it's like when you're smoking your meth, you're also smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. That's the real gateway drug here.
Cigarettes?
Not marijuana.
Cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
What is the gateway to? Crystal
everything
meth.
To crystal meth.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So don't smoke or else you're going to start doing crystal meth.
Yeah. I heard that on the internet.
You heard it here. She heard it on the internet and you heard it here.
Yep. Must be true.
Yeah. So have a lovely rest of the February, which probably by the
not
time
much
I
left.
Yeah, put this up, it's going to be
it's
March
not gonna be
anyways.
February.
Yeah.
Short month anyways. Yeah. Only 28 days.
And I imagine a lot of y'all's probably listen to this like a month later anyways.
Yeah. So you know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I hope this podcast turned you on.
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope it did not turn you off.
No. Don't turn this podcast off.
Don't turn it off.
Because we're turned
it on.
Ooh. Whoa.